the sacrifice and the oblation. All right, now let's go to the book of Leviticus. Chapter 2, verse 1. Now, what we have here is the instructions on how to give to God some offering. And he is instructing just what to do. There were five offerings. Why that? Why not pleasure? It's been said of everything else, but the very fact that you must give an offering shows that man needs help. It shows his utter helplessness and so forth, and his imperfection. Now, in the first chapter of Leviticus, it's talking about the offering here of the first offering. This symbolizes the sacrifice of deity sacrificing his offering. You say, well, why? Simply because there would be no other sacrifice that could atone for our sins. It speaks of the God part, the deity part here of this unique one called Christ. The second chapter refers to his humanity. So perfectly fused, as our elder taught us the other night. It was one glorious unit. Now notice, here in these offerings, we find you could not offer the first unless the second went along with it. The second would not make it by itself.
Right.
The only reason you could offer the second was because there was first a burnt offering. But along with that, there had to be a meat offering. Not that it was made out of animal meat, but it was simply made out of meal. It was bread. It was the flowing here of the wheat. And he wanted this done. And so, now this is two parts of one transaction. Just two parts. First of all, let's just consider, and now close, what composed, what are the ingredients of the offering? You all know. Certainly you've studied the Bible, and you read through the part of the Bible, of course sometimes it gets a little rigid, and it reminds us of a telephone directory. It seems to just be names and all, but there's so much in this book for us. And there's so much that God's church needs today. First of all, in the offering, he said, I want you to present this meat offering. And they came and they had to break it. First, he had to get it, and he had to bruise it, and he had to work at it. And what he did was first take flour, just the flour. That's the first ingredient. Yeah. And there's only four. But he took the flour, and they had to beat it. And they had to bruise. The Bible mentions that bread corn is bruised. And I'll tell you what, we can never be effective for God until we're bruised. I have stood back and watched you be bruised, son. There's been times when I wanted to rush to your side, when I watched the bruising going on. And I've brought you sad news a time or two. And I've gone home and quietly sat there and said, God, help him. Help him not to lose his way. But he is going through the pummeling, the bruising. You will get through life, elder, and there will be bruises and contusions and lacerations. I've watched him bruise you for the last number of years. And I watched him stand. I watched that bulldog spirit rise up. Some people read it wrong, but I know what was going on. I walked by his place many times and listened to him groaning and praying. But God could never have us as we ought to be. Our service would be of no account at all unless, first of all, the corn was bruised. Praise the Lord. Somebody says God couldn't be in your room. Y'all seem to be riddled and shot through. Let us alone. Let me improve.
All right. That's right.
something for.
Yes.
You let him walk on it.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Whatever it takes to go to heaven. I'll never forget a sermon you preached about the assembly, Brother Reynolds. You said you didn't really know if you'd been there yet. You don't know what it's going to take. Looks like we've been there a lot of times, but now then God takes us to one bigger match, you know. I don't know what's all involved in getting through, but God do create the heaven. I'll never forget reading about one of the martyrs, the Apostles' Book of Martyrs. That old man got up when they were taken into the stake and igniting the packet below. And here they were, you know, he said, God, just take me. Let them bruise me. Let me be a branch. Praise God. Somebody will eat me. Just let me be bread for somebody to eat.
Oh.
I don't care what they say about it. I don't care what they do to it.
Yes.
But remember, you'll be somebody's food.
Yes. Amen.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'll tell you, that's the sustenance of the church today.
Oh, hallelujah.
What do you think of those who died in the faith and who stood through?
Right.
They cost blood, sweat, and tears to get this far.
Yes. Yeah.
Praise God, praise God. That's what it does. Well, Jesus was rude. He was tempted in all points, like as we are yet without sin. Secondly, it also said it had to be fine meal. That is, no unevenness. You know, I notice that we excel in some things, and yet in the things in which we excel, we even fail in those. I not only fail at my weak points, but I fail in the things that I should excel in. Isn't that right?
All right.
You take all the apostles, Peter, Paul, the rest, and they did the same thing. Moses, Nicodemus, famine, he could have said he wasn't. And so on.
Yeah.
But there we are. But oh, I'm talking about a number tonight. There's something about Jesus. There's no unevenness in him.
Yeah.
And all the same, find me.
Right.
Yesterday, today, and forever.
Hear that.
Thousands of critical eyes ever watched him as he began to walk our globe. Many years ago, they tried to find fault in him, but they had to admit no fault in him.
Amen.
I mean, all through his ministry, and even as he hanged upon that cross, there is no fault in him. I said, I don't think there's no fault in him. But God was glad of him. He's not uneven. Up today and down tomorrow, not yet. Here. All right. What else here? It said the next thing was oil.
Yeah.
Praise God, and you know, part of that. Well, some men they baked it in an oven. Some people had ovens. Some maybe put it on a little old pan. If it's in an oven, you heat it oil all through it. Does it all work out in there? If it's just in a big old pan, you put it out, put it right on it, you know, fry it in there. But Johnny K. Style, they just went at it. Well, let me tell you. Of course, the oven spoke of the suffering of Christ that was hidden from the view of man, and only God could see it. And the part that was in the pan was the part that all mortals could see. There's some that we saw or can see through this book, but there's a part that only God himself knows when he suffered. For you and me. That's why I love his mercy.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. Don't complain about what it costs to be a Christian. It's just reasonable.
Right.
Amen. It's just reasonable, sir. Oil. Oil. That speaks to the Holy Ghost. How wretched it goes through the Bible. You can see that Jesus went in the Spirit. He said, the Spirit is upon me, anointed me to preach. The oil is upon the bread. But on the day of Pentecost, I'm so glad that we got our oil.
Yes.
And that's what made us what we are.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, it don't do any good to suffer. It don't do any good to go through problems unless you have the oil of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
That's
right.
Quickly, in the next ingredient with frankincense, I shall not carry long. But there was a fragrance about him, and I don't need to be offended. If I mention it, but I tell you what, he's all together.
Yeah.
I love this man. I love his sweetness. I love to sing songs about him. Praise sense is one of the most enduring things they have in that region. And it is brought out more perfectly under fire. But under stress and strain and pressure, oh, he behaved himself like the God he was.
Amen.
And how the pages of his blessed book shine. Praise God before me as I read and I see the frankincense thereof.
Yes.
Beautiful, fragrant, pleasant.
Yes.
Then it says, with that frankincense, don't bring any honey. Frankincense is one thing. That's a sweet smelling savor to God. But honey, it speaks of human sweetness. We have a lot of human sweetness. I've seen a lot of it until I preached the book.
Woo!
And they lost their human sweetness.
Yeah.
Well, they lost it. Praise God. But every now and then, there's some old spade out there. When you preach the gospel to them, they'll come and say, see, tell me what it'll take. Every now and then, they'll come and say, preacher, am I doing all right? I've got to make it. Am I pleasing you? I said, yes, mother, you're pleasing me. But I will cry. I find somebody that wants to make it so bad. They say, preacher, tell me, I've come too far now. Oh, that smells good to me. I'll tell you one thing. If you want to make a sick preacher, well, just act up in front. You'll forget everything you've heard in the past.
And that's true.
That's true. I don't want you, honey, because it stands out. Honey, and honey, as you begin to put the honey out there and it goes through, you'll find that it can corrupt. I know you can preserve the world, but put it in heat and you know better. Also, quicker, another thing you said I want so to go in that altar. And that is a preservative.
Yes, sir.
He said, don't give me lead. Don't you do that. And we've got lead everywhere. He, of course, in your mind, you see the lemon and the Herodians and the Pharisees and the Sadducees and so on. So many names that are pumped up and added up and this and that. But, oh, I tell you what, God make us salty again.
Oh.
This is what we want. This will fight corruption.
Yeah.
You better thank God we've got some preachers today who are still telling us like it is.
Well,
let me explain to you. That offering was not holy for enough. There was a portion given to God, and the priest took some.
Right.
Yes, he took some. And this is what God wants to do to us today. He wants us to bring ourselves to him. Make a saint. You make Elder Cavendish the best saint in this church.
Yes.
Make up your mind and say, I want to be more for God and do more for God than I ever have before. I'll try not to give you any more words. Don't let your stubborn self stand in the way just because you have some little idea or some fear. You know the people who are still here? The people who never got mixed up, the little old fish and little old grumpy groups out here somewhere?
Right.
Those folks die along the way. That's right. But the reason you're going on, church member, is because every time you pay your God, say, oh God, here I come again. I'm dressing like an altar dress. I've said no to pornographic literature of the world today.
That's right.
I've set my mind holy. I refuse looseness, but I refuse baseness. And I've kept myself clean. And oh God, I'm in love with this city. I'm in love with you. And I'm coming to pray, and I'm coming to sing, and I'm coming to worship. I don't know what you want to do with me tonight. If you want to rub me, or dance me, or jab me, or walk on me, and let me stay out and fall out in front of the doorway and let them trip over me. But I'm willing to come and be not only a doorkeeper, but a doorman.
All right.
God, that's still not reasonable, sir.
Yes.
That's still reasonable.
Amen.
God, and I give it all to you. Praise God. And then here you are. And I want to give the preacher my support. giving my prayer, my conscience. If he dresses my children down, and I'll say, oh, have at it, preacher.
Amen.
That's the way they worked me over when I was gone now.
Set me free. I won't turn back.
Because his love is great towards sinners. I don't need to understand.
I just need to hold his hand. When my life down here is through, one day he'll call me to my home up there upon the golden strand. Then I'll look back, review the past that lay before me. Then I won't care to understand anymore. I don't need to understand, I just need to hold his hand. I don't ever need to ask the reason why, for I know he'll make a way. Through the night and through the day, I don't need to understand, I just need to hold his hand. Jesus, my Savior, blessed be thy sweet name. If I had my life to live over again, if I had my life to live over again, I'd spend it forever just praising thy name. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather have Jesus, so praise his sweet name. I'm heir to a mansion, a harp and a crown, and I'm waiting someday for my Lord to come down. I was out on the Broadway of life's troubled sea. Old Satan had me bound, I was bound as could be. Satan had me bound, I was bound as could be. But Jesus, my Savior, did his rescue me. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather have Jesus, oh praise his sweet name. I'm heir to a mansion, a harp and a crown, and I'm waiting someday for my Lord to come down. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather have Jesus, so praise his sweet name. I'm heir to a mansion, a harp and a crown, and I'm waiting someday for my Lord to come down. I had no hope till Jesus came to me. My life was sad and filled with misery. Since Jesus came and gave me victory, I'm born again and his blood has made me free. Born again, from sin I've been set free. Born again, for Jesus cared for me. Born again, and now I'm heaven bound. Born again, a lost sheep has been found. Born to lose, till Jesus saved my soul. Born to lose, till Jesus made me whole. Now by grace, I've been made free from sin. I was born to lose, but now I'm born again. Born again. From sin I've been set free. Born again. For Jesus cared for me. Born again. And now I'm heaven bound. Born again. A lost sheep has been found. Jesus said, you must be born again. The only way that you can enter in. You dare not trust in your good works, my friend. You're born to lose unless you're born again. Insured beyond the grave, protection for your soul. When this old house you're living in, the hand of death will hold. Your policy may pay your friends and cover you with plague. What have you got if you are not insured beyond the grave? Now you can buy insurance plans to pay you when you're ill. And if your earthly house should burn, a new one you can build. Insurance on your earthly wealth, your silver and your gold. But read your Bible and you'll find insurance for your soul. Insured beyond the grave, protection for your soul. When this old house you're living in, the hand of death will hold. Policy may pay your friends and cover you with plague. What have you got if you are not insured beyond the grave? The blessed Savior stands without, and he knocks upon your door. He'll enter in and give you life, peace forevermore. The only fee you'll have to pay is humble words of prayer. This world and all its wealth, and be a millionaire. Insured beyond the grave, protection for your soul. When this old house you're living in, the hand of death will hold. Your policy may pay your friend and cover you with plague. What have you got if you are not insured beyond the grave? I have bad days, and I have hills to climb. I have sad days, and then a weary mind. Yet when I look about. And I think these things all out. All the good things outweigh the bad things. He's so good to me. God is so good to me. He is so good to me. More than this world could be. He's so good to me. His Spirit came to me and gave me victory. My God is good to me. I can't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low, and how I would like to see them go. Then I ask the question, Lord, why all the pain? But He knows the best for me, even though I can't see. I'll just say thank you, Lord. You're so good to me. God is so good to me. He is so good to me. More than this world could be. He's so good to me. His Spirit came to me and gave me victory. My God is so good to me. I can't complain. God is so good to me. He is so good to me. More than this world could be. He's so good to me. His Spirit came to me and gave me victory. My God is so good to me. I can't complain. When I was but a boy in days of childhood, I used to play till evening shadows come. Then winding down an old familiar pathway, I heard my mother call at set of sun. Come home, come home, it's supper time. The shadows lengthen fast. Come home, come home, it's supper time. We're going home at last. One day beside her bedside I was kneeling, and angel's wings were winnowing the air. She heard the call for supper time in heaven, and now I know she's waiting for me there. Come home, come home, it's supper time. The shadows lengthen fast. Come home, come home, it's supper time. We're going home, my man. In visions now I see her standing yonder, and her familiar voice I hear once more. The banquet table's ready up in heaven. It's supper time up on the golden shore. Come home, come home, it's supper time. the shadows lengthen fast. Come home, supper time. We're going home at last. I can't help what others do. I'm on my way. Makes no difference how they scoff or what they say. I believe God just the same. Blessed be His holy name. I can't help what others do. I'm on my way. I can't help where others go. I must go on. Till I reach at last that bright eternal home that the Lord said is prepared. By His grace I'm going there. I can't help where others go, I must go on. And I can't help what Satan tries, he can't stop me. For I have Christ's Spirit dwelling now in me. And the one who dwells in me is a greater one than he. I can't help what Satan tries, he can't stop me. No, I can't help what people say, they can't hurt me. I'm a child of God and know I've been set free. Jesus' name prevails for me over all the enemy. I can't help what people say, they can't hurt me. No, I can't help where others go, I must go on. Till I reach at last that bright eternal home that the Lord said is prepared. By His grace I'm going there. I can't help where others go, I must go on. Have you any time for Jesus while the sleeping moments roll? Is this mortal life so busy that you cannot save your soul? Soon the summons from the portal of the mansion in the sky will be sounding your departure.